Hi, and welcome all you beautiful divine beings to Science of Successful Living with the Bahamas' foremost ancient wisdom truth teacher, Reverend Rich L. Kemp. Internationally acclaimed and universally loved, Reverend Rich is a highly respected transformation truth teacher and metaphysical minister. His positive, power-filled, provocative truth teaching ministry crosses all race, color, and creeds, and transcends all religion, nations, and denominations. Today's truth teaching presentation is designed to inform and transform the mind and expand the consciousness to discover our true spiritual divinity identity. Here now is Master Spiritual Strategist and Transformation Truth Teacher, Reverend Rich.
And a beautiful, wonderful welcome to you beautiful divine beings, wherever you are today. I am Reverend Rich, and I am so delighted to share with you this good news today. Good news that you can use. Good news to light your fuse. Good news you can use to become that which you wish to be, to do that which you wish to be, to do, and to have that which you wish to have. We have been talking about one of the most powerful spiritual truths or spiritual principles that will enable you and empower you and enrich you to be, to do, and to have all of the good that you desire. Do you want it? Do you need it? Can you dig it? Well, we're talking about this thing that we all of us, have been victims of and carry around with, and it is called guilt. Guilt. Are you burdened? Are you weighed down with guilt and regrets, remorse? Are you filled with bitterness and hatred and hatred? Are you always talking about what you could have, should have, would have done and didn't do? I am here today to let you know I've been where you are, so I know. Don't tell me what it's all about. I've been there, and I'm glad I'm out. And you can get out too. You can get up from whatever guilt that's been keeping you down. You can get up from whatever remorse that's been keeping you down. You can get up from whatever bitterness that have kept you down in captivity and weighed you down. You can get up from all your shoulda, woulda, couldas. Yes, you can. And I'm here today to help you do that. Is that all right? That's a good idea. Yes, that is a God idea. By the raising of hand, wherever you are, I can't see you, but you can still raise your hand. How many of you have ever experienced and or encountered so-called negative situations, negative circumstances, and yes, negative people, negative energy flowing from others? If your answer is no, then Reverend Rich says, just keep on living. But if your answer is yes, then you can relate. You can relate to what the famous America's best loved poet of the 19th century, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, wrote in his classic poem, The Rainy Day. It reads as follows: Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun still shining. Thy faith is the common faith of all. Into each life some rain must fall. In one of the ancient books, of poetry in the Old Testament, we are told that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Listen, Life's many and various so-called negative experience have left many of you mad, have left you sad, and really, to tell the truth, it has left you bad. Today, Reverend Rich brings to you some good news to make you glad. If in your heart you're still carrying around, if you are still entertaining, if you are still harboring anger, remorse, resentment, ill will, ill feelings, bitterness, regrets, unforgiveness, and shoulda, woulda, couldas, if you are filled with what the world-renowned blessing and prosperity guru Reverend Ike labels hatred and hatred, if you're filled with hatred and hatred, then today is your day. This is your moment. This is your hour. And there's power for your hour. Power to release and let go of all regrets, of all remorse, of all resentments and shoulda, woulda, couldas. Today's positive and productive and prosperity teaching sometimes don't empower us to experience it because we fail to talk about this particular subject of unforgiveness, guilty conscience, guilt-ridden, guilt burden. People are walking around, spiritual as you are, you're guilty. You're carrying that guilt around when you really do not have to. So today's positive and provocative truth teaching presentation by Reverend Rich is entitled Secrets to a Guilt-Free Consciousness. I'll say it again. Secrets to a Guilt-Free Consciousness, or how to experience and express peace of mind right here and right now. Today, your mind will be informed. The purpose for this information is the transformation of the mind, of your mind. As your mind is informed, you will be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Today, you will be challenged to change and to rearrange your beliefs, your ideas, and your thinking. Listen, the purpose of Reverend Rich's Secret of a Guilt-Free Consciousness is to enrich, enlighten, and empower you to free yourself of all hatred and hatred caused by past guilt, real or imagined. The goal of today's truth presentation is to help you discover and recover your true spiritual divinity identity. Unless and until you really let go of all of that stuff, you will never express and enjoy a fulfilled life. The time has come for you to let it all go. Are you ready to let it go today? The truth is, if you are unable or if you are unwilling to forgive yourself and all others of all the wrong, real or imagined, you will remain imprisoned. You will remain imprisoned to regrets and to remorse and to resentment and restlessness. I like what the late Reverend Ike reminded us when he said these beautiful words. Everything that you do not forgive yourself of or another for will be repeated in your experience until you forgive. Yes, I love that. Yes, that's so beautiful. In the New Testament, it is written, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Like the Christ, you and I are here. We are to be the glorious expression of the divine in the earth. We are here to fully express our true spiritual divinity identity. And as long as you harbor, as long as you entertain and nurse some ill will and bad feelings towards yourself or others, you will never manifest, you will never demonstrate, you will never experience a fulfilled life of love, joy, peace, health, good success, and financial fulfillment. Every day, if you need to do this, if every day, if you must, make a conscious decision to bless and to release every sad, every bad, and every hard encounter and experience of your life. I believe right now, there are some of you, before we go any further, you need to perhaps talk to someone. That's why I am here. If you wish to speak to someone about this particular subject of guilt, of remorse, then I am here to help you in that area of your life. Because I've discovered there are so many persons that are walking around in hell. Oh, yes, I said it. Yes. Yes, they are. You know, various religion. Let me say what it really is. Various man-made religion tells of a hell that people go to after they die. Well, the truth is, many are experiencing hell right here and right now, every day of their lives. What do you mean, Reverend Rich? I'll tell you what I mean. It is hell living a life filled with guilt. It is hell having to deal with your guilty conscience. It is hell having to walk around feeling guilt and guilty, being guilt-driven and guilt-ridden. It is hell to constantly feel weighed down with some guilt burden. So if you are weak and weary and wounded by some guilt today, tonight, Reverend Rich brings you some good news you can use to free your mind and free your behind of all of that stuff. Yes, all of that stuff that you do not need to be carrying around with. If you wish to call and talk with me on the air, you can do so right now. My phone number to call me directly and I'll talk to you on the air. It is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I'd love to talk with you. But in the meantime, and in between time, I want you to get this truth today. This truth that you can be totally, completely, and wholly free of all that stuff because you don't have to carry it around. Now, how can I say this to you beautiful people? I'm about to reveal one of the most power-filled and most positive, liberating spiritual principles, and it is this. unless and until you forgive, until you forgive you, until you forgive yourself, until you forgive another and all others, you will continue attracting that which you do not want in your experience. Wow. Self-forgiveness is the key. What is it that you have not forgiven yourself of? And why haven't you? Listen. We've all made bad decisions. Welcome to the world. Welcome. We've all made stupid mistakes. Some of our decisions have been tragic, have been disappointing, have been hurt. But you've got to forgive yourself. Listen, God forgives you through you. The most popular prayer that sometimes is called the Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And in another place, we're told that unless you forgive another, God cannot forgive you. So God forgives you through you. And you cannot forgive another. Let me tell you, darling, the reason why forgive? Because you cannot give what you do not have. Before you can forgive, forgiveness. You've got to have forgiveness. Line one. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Jerry, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you so much for listening to our program today. And did you have a question or something we can share and talk about?
Yes, something we can talk about. I started listening to your show last week about forgiveness, and then I was listening today, and I have been dealing with guilt and forgiveness for some time. My wife passed away a little while ago, and I had not been the perfect husband. I had some transgressions, and she had the peace of mind to forgive me before she passed away. She said all was forgiven. But it's been a very difficult path for me to do that. And I just could use some insight from you.
Thank you so much, first of all. And I understand. I've been where you are. I've done some of the things that you perhaps have done. And I've had to understand this divine spiritual law, this universal law. And wonderful, your darling wife, she said to you before she made her transition that all is well, but all is well only if you believe and accept it to be well. And that is through forgiving yourself of anything and everything that you feel, whether it's real or imagined. You and I, we have to come to that place, to that point, where we forgive ourselves, first of all, forgetting ourselves in that mess. And that's the first thing. Yes, Jerry, I'm telling you, my friend, that is the first thing I have had to, and the most difficult too, but also the most liberating. Because once you come to that place, once you arrive at that consciousness and that awareness that, listen, I don't really have to carry this burden, this guilty burden, this guilty consciousness around, and walking with it, and always it comes sometimes, I don't know, maybe you can relate to this, but for me, I share some of my experiences because it helps others. I used to almost like I would take myself and beat myself up for a while. Have you ever had that experience?
I have done that. Yes, I have done that. Yes.
Yes. And we do that because we feel that we deserve it. We feel that we deserve to be beaten. We deserve to be punished. There's a psychological, there's a subconsciousness there. Are you still there?
Yes, I am still there, sir. Yes.
There's a subconsciousness idea and belief that, you know what, I deserve to be punished for the things I did, for the bad things I did. And really, if you, again, the spiritual law is according to your faith, be it done unto you. And therefore, some people, they believe that, and it is done unto them because they believe that to be the case. But once you realize, you know what, I don't need to beat myself up any longer. Because the very act, the very thing that I did was so much of a pain, so much pain and so much hurt and so much sorrow and all of that stuff, that pain that associated, that alone is sufficient. I don't need to carry that on any longer. And so there came a point in my experience where I had to say, Rich, you can remain bitter or you can become better. Boy.
And that's where I want to get to, yes.
Listen, and that point came to me when I was at the lowest point of my life. I was so depressed. I was so down. I was messed up in my mind. I couldn't think straight, and I went through a divorce. Yeah. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a place to stay. I was living out of my town car that I had happened to have at that time. And I would pull into a hotel at night, and I would go in the back seat. I had a pillow and a sheet, a cover, and it was cold. I lived in Atlanta. This is about 12 years ago now. So fresh in my mind, and I would be so sad and so self-pity, and I thought of all the stuff I did to bring this upon myself, and I would beat myself up, and I would say, you know, I was mad at God, and I was mad at the devil, I was mad at everything, mad at my ex, I'm mad at the everything, all the negative experiences, all that stuff, and then a morning came. As I woke up in the back seat of that car, I heard, as it were, a voice. To me, it was as a tangible voice that said to me, Rich, you have two options. You can remain bitter or you can become better.
I want to be better. Your show last week was such a big help for that. And you said something in your show last week when you said that when you were talking about forgiveness last week, and you said that, and it was really true to my heart, and you said that God forgives all, and we're the ones who need to forgive ourselves, but that God forgives all no matter what. And that just struck a chord in me last week.
Yes, sir. And you know what? There is so, that is the key right there. Understand the, you know, if, I don't know your religious background, but mine, I had no religious background. I didn't grow up in church. I came into spirituality, and I had become what they call saved and all that stuff. And I had a spiritual journey that changed a lot of beliefs, concept for me. But one of the things that keeps me, and I know that in the spiritual cycle that sometimes I've ran in, like the New Thought or the spiritual groups and so forth, where they seem to neglect the idea or talk about it, about the fact that God, however, whatever name you want to call that God, that infinite love, is love. However you relate to infinite, however you relate to the universe, however you relate to that thing that we cannot really define, because if we define it, then we'll be it. But you have to understand, the universe loves you. God loves you and God has forgiven you, because that's the whole purpose, especially with of the Messiah, the Christ. There's a wonderful scripture that says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, from all error, from all mishap, from all wrong stuff. So we are forgiven. We have been forgiven. And now we've got to accept that as a fact, as a truth, and begin to walk in that truth. And you know what? I've had struggles with thoughts coming back and wanting to control, get me back into that state, even because it's a daily experience, isn't it, Jerry? It's a daily struggle, and we've got to come to that point where we believe this truth, because this is a truth that sets makes you free. Once you know this truth, I am loved, I am forgiven, I am whole, I am complete, I am accepted just as I am. Woo! You got me going, my friend.
Yes.
Because Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, what you just said to me today has just meant so much to me, and I just feel so much better in my heart right now.
Oh, thank you. That's what it's all about. And Jerry, the very first, the forgiveness, it begins with you forgiving yourself.
That's right. Yes. Okay.
Why should I forgive? Because you cannot give what you don't have. So if you don't, and the reason why people have a hard time forgiving others is because they have a hard time forgiving themselves. Because if you don't have forgiveness for yourself, you won't have forgiveness for another. And yes, I've been able to forgive my ex. I've been able to forgive my friends and relatives, in-laws, outlaws, and all the other stuff. And now the sting out of all of that experience. Here's the beautiful thing. When God forgives and forget, and the beautiful thing is, as humans, in this human state, we forgive and remember. But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't sting us any longer. If I think of that person, if something remind me of those persons, it doesn't bother me any longer, because it's no longer there. It's forgotten, really, because it's no longer in my consciousness. I've released it. I've let it go. So, Jerry, I'd like to pray with you, if that's okay. I'd like to say
that would be perfectly fine. Yes, that'd be perfectly fine. Yes, thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful friend. I want you to believe with me this prayer treatment. And you can say it out loud with me, actually. Just repeat this out loud, right here and right now.
All right.
You can say it out loud with me, right here and right now.
Right here, right now.
I choose.
I choose.
To forgive Jerry.
To forgive Jerry.
Jerry?
Jerry?
You are now forgiven.
I am now forgiven.
I am now whole.
I am now whole.
I am now complete.
I am now complete.
As I release.
I am released.
All conditions.
All conditions.
All circumstances.
All circumstances.
All events.
All events.
All situations.
All situations.
On every person.
On every person.
Whom I believe.
Whom I believe.
To have hurt me.
To have hurt me.
Or harm me.
Or harm me.
Whether imagined or real.
Whether imagined or real.
I refuse to harbor.
I refuse to harbor.
Or entertain.
Or entertain.
Any longer.
Any longer.
Ill will.
Ill will.
And bad feelings.
And bad feelings.
I no longer curse.
I no longer curse.
I no longer nurse.
I no longer nurse.
Or rehearse.
Or rehearse.
Those experiences.
Those experiences.
I now disperse them.
I now disperse them.
I now release them.
I now release them.
And I forgive all.
And I forgive all.
And so it is.
and so it is then. Oh, wow, that is so powerful.
Isn't it?
We should, okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to me today.
You're welcome. We should have James Brown's song right now, week that says, I
there
feel,
you go.
I feel like I knew I would. I feel nice like sugar and spice. Wow.
Thank you so much for taking my call today. You have been such a great help.
Thank you, friend. And go now and help others. And help another.
I sure will, sir. I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Thank you so much for listening, friends out there. If you wish to call, if you wish to talk with me, I want you to call me at 888-627-6008. Talk to Reverend Rich. 888-627-6008. Boy, what a powerful prayer treatment. I feel good. I feel like something good is about to happen to you as you reach within. Listen, everything begins within. There's nothing outside of you that really matters. It's what's on the inside of you. What you say to yourself about yourself is what really matters. When you tell yourself, I'm undeserving, I'm unworthy, I should be punished because I did this, because I did that, because I didn't do this. You hurt yourself so bad. And when you hurt people, hurt others. That is what I have discovered. Hurt people, hurt others so bad. And I'm here to tell you, darling, you can free your mind. You can free your behind of all of that stuff because you don't have to. So, are you burdened? Are you weighed down? Are you guilty? Are you living regretful? Are you living with remorse and bitterness? Oh, bitterness, bitterness. That bitterness will eat at your body even. Bitterness is so gross. It will turn into, oh boy, cancer. It turns into all kinds of physical illness in your body. Because, listen, it's a spiritual exercise. When you choose not to forgive, you are holding yourself down. You become immobile. You become crippled. You become dumb. You become dead. I know some bad things have happened to you. I know some crazy experiences you've had. In-laws, family members that treat you like dirt. People have talked about you. And you are filled with resentment and unforgiveness, and you want to get at them. I know, I've been there. But you know, the most liberating experience is when I realize it's not what others says about me that matters. It's what I say about me. It's not what they called you, but rather what you respond to. And you give. When you do not forgive, you give that person, you give those persons power over you. Take back that power. Take back your power right now. And forgive them, and forgive them, and forgive them, and forgive them, and release them, and let them go. Because as long as you do not forgive them, you are giving them power over your experience. And no one is worthy. No one should have power over you but you. Your joy. Oh, your joy has gone. You don't have any joy You're miserable. You don't have to be. You can be marvelously exciting and peaceful. You're restful, aren't you? Yes. Oh, boy. You need to talk to somebody. I'd love to talk with you. My phone number is 888-627-6008. Or perhaps you would wish to speak to Reverend Rich offline. You can call me on my direct line, 702-577-6777. Your divine line to heaven. That's Reverend Rich private line after the show. If you wish to call me and talk to me, you can call me at 702-577-6777. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. I am here to help you get there to the next place, to the next point, to the next level of your spiritual victory, your spiritual journey. And I see that you want this also. So let's get back. Let's get back to this wonderful truth today. As you forgive, I've got to get back to this because that person that you need to forgive the most is yourself. Yeah. Thank you. Wonderful spirit. You need to forgive yourself because you need to forgive you for you. And once you forgive, you know, everything begins with you. You are the most important person there is. Until you are healed, you cannot heal another. Until you are helped, you cannot help another. Until you are at peace, you cannot be at peace with another. So is that okay? Is that something that you're interested in? I'm talking about how to express a guilt-free consciousness. You can live free from guilty conscience. You can live free from woulda, shoulda, couldas. You can live free from remorse and regrets and bitterness. You can live free from that. That's what I'm talking to you today about, because so many times those things block, those unforgiveness, those regretfulness, those hurtrit and hatred energy, they block your prosperity. They are blocking, some of you that are listening, they're blocking your good health. Yeah. And it's time for you to get well. Because good health is your divine right. But you've got to align your mind with the divine. As long as you're thinking negative, thinking about yourself and about others and how they did this to you and how they did that to you and how they didn't like you, who cares about that? You've got to like yourself. You've got to love yourself. You've got to start with you. Understand that you are a beautiful expression of the divine, of spirit in the earth. You are not just a physical being. You are a physical, but you are a spiritual being. You are a spirit. You came out of spirit. So don't let these little things, these little family stuff, these little family issues and affairs torment you. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, torment. That is what unforgiveness is, tormentor. Unforgiveness is a tormentor. It torments you. You're restless. You're agonizing in it. And when you don't have to, you can let it go right here and right now. Just begin to understand the truth, darling, that you've got the power. You've got that power to release it and let it go. And so, self, it begins with you. And as you forgive yourself, everything, all the other things, all the other people seems, let me give you my personal testimony. When I forgave myself, It did not matter what the other person did, what the ex did, or what the other people and persons that I thought had any part to do in my experience did. It faded away. I forgave myself for allowing myself to get in that mess. And that's the first place you've got to do. You've got to forgive yourself for allowing yourself to get in that state, to get in that consciousness that you are presently in. Yes, as you, no one but you can get you out of that. Why? Because no one but you put you there. No one but you got you there. You got yourself there. And God wants you to know that you now can, your power, your hour of power is within you. Your power to win is within. And so you can get that, use that power and get yourself out of that negative, low, depressing state of unforgiveness, of unworthiness, of undeserving. Caller, are you on line one?
Yes, I am, Reverend Rich.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Deborah. I've spoken to you before, but I've been listening, and I just want to say how powerful your program on forgiveness is. It's very powerful.
Oh, darling, thank you so much for calling once again. And how has it been going for you? How's your job?
It's been doing well, thank you. I've been succeeding much more than I thought I would, and I love what I'm doing, and I think it's the right direction for me.
I know it is. Listen, now unto spirit that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that is within you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is. And you know what's interesting, Reverend Rich, is since I've been have this job thing on my mind, I also got another offer that I can explore on tomorrow. So, I mean, on Monday. So, I mean, it's just kind of interesting, all these doors.
Yes, the blessing has come. And it's continued to come. I think the last time I spoke to you, I told you that it's going to come good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Yes.
Flowing blessing.
Yeah, well, thank you. But I really just wanted to thank you about your program on forgiveness.
Oh, thank you for listening, and thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. And I'm so glad when you call, you share those wonderful things that are happening to you, because others are listening and others need to know that something good is about to happen to them also, because there is no secret what God can do. What God has done for others, He'll do it for you.
Absolutely.
Thank
you so much, Reverend Rich.
Thank you. It's a joy hearing from you again.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a wonderful testimony of hearing the good news that of what Spirit has done and is doing in that wonderful lady's life. And it is no secret. It is no secret what Spirit can do. What Spirit has done for another, Spirit will do for you, but it begins within you. There's not a God in the sky or some devil in a hell somewhere. It is the power in you. The kingdom of God is within you, and you've got to tap into that. And that's what I'm doing, enabling you, empowering you to tap into that divinity, your spiritual divinity, identity, understanding, realizing, recognizing who you really are. You're not a loser. You're not a sinner. You are a big time winner in the game of life. And as you begin to see yourself as a big time winner, as you begin to see yourself as related as you really are and who you are and whose you are, then I tell you, the outward circumstances will line up, because once you get your mind aligned with the divine, all will be fine. Wow. Yes, this is Reverend Rich. And if you wish, you can call me. And if you wish to share and talk or have a situation you want some help with, I'm here to help you. My phone number is 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888-627-6008. So, again, as we go back to the subject of how to free your mind and free your behind of all guilt, of all unworthiness, of all bitterness, of all remorse, of all regrets, and all hatred and hatreds, and all shoulda, woulda, couldas, as you reach within and realize there's no one else, somewhere else, that's responsible for where you are right now. Yeah, that's powerful. Take the blame. Stop playing the game, the blame game. Stop blaming your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your in-laws, your outlaws, your co-workers, your preacher, or whoever, you've got to understand that old spiritual song that used to it's me. It's me, O Lord. It's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me. When I came to that point, when I came to that place, I found grace. There was grace in that place. When I realized it's not him, it's not her, it's not them, it's me. I've got to lift myself up. When I was a little boy, back in school in the Bahamas, we would play ring play. And one of the ring play's little rhyme or song we would sing was Little Sally Saucer. And one of the line goes like this, "Rise, Sally, rise. Wipe your weeping eyes. Turn to the east, Sally. Turn to the west, Sally. Turn to the one you love the best." And that's what you've got to do. You've got to turn within. Because within is all the power you would ever need to get out of that depressed state. You've been depressed too long. You've had all the medication, and the medication really have not helped. You've had the counseling. You've spent thousands of dollars going this place and the other place. And all the time, the power is within you. And I've come to speak to that power. I've come to speak life to your life. I've come to speak resurrection power and resurrect that spirit, that energy, that power that's on the inside of you, that resides within you. The same power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead lives and dwells within you. And you have the power to get up from whatever's been keeping you down. If it's been bad luck, if it's been bad experiences, you have the power to change. And I tell you, once you come to this point in your experience and begin to say, you know, but call yourself by your name, "I now forgive myself. I now bless all my situations and circumstances." Blessed, be a blesser. Because what you bless, you get. What you curse also is what you get. And that's why I made a choice to rejoice and to be a blessing. I bless those. And even the Master Jesus tells you to even bless your enemies, so-called. Bless them. Is that person on your job giving you a hard time? Do something good for him, for her. Do you have a supervisor that gets on your nerve? It's so easy. Listen, it is so easy to do the ugly thing. But I'm trying to help you to get you. I'm trying to help you get the blessing, get all the good that you desire. Because I've found so many people in the different churches, no matter what church, what label they wear, because it's all the same. They're filled with bitterness and unforgiveness, and it hinders the prosperity. It hinders the money. It hinders the good. It hinders the good health and all the wonderful stuff that God has for us to come to us, because those are blockages. And you are the one, you are the one with the key to unlock the floodgate of your blessings when you forgive yourself. You know what I've discovered, and I said it earlier, but when you forgive yourself, you really don't even have to forgive the others, because it takes away the whole thing. Just seems like, wow, I don't feel this way anymore about it. But you've got to begin with you. I can't stop emphasizing that today. This thing called forgiveness is so wonderful. It's so good. It saves you thousands of dollars from having to go here or go there or seek this one out or seek that one out. Listen, when the mind comes into the awareness of the truth of your divine forgiveness, it frees you. It frees your soul of all the guilt and accusation. There's that word, accusation, yes. Someone, you've been accusing yourself, and you need to release yourself from all of those accusations. And, oh boy, I've got to say this. You've been condemning yourself also, haven't you? It's time to get out, get from under that condemnation. Accusation. You've been falsely accusing yourself. You've been falsely condemning yourself. When you know this truth, when you know the truth that God knows about you, that you are loved, that you are welcome, that you are accepted just as you are, that frees the mind from all and from every sort of all this undeserving and unworthiness and inferiority complex. I'm here today. Time is slipping away. I've got another 5 minutes or so. I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to pray with you. I'd like to say a prayer treatment with you. If you wish, you can call me right now, 888-627-6008. That's telephone number, 888-627-6008. I thank you so much for listening. Those of you that have been listening, I want to let you know your presence there helps me here, because I'm here for you. I'm here. My role is I am a lifter upper. I lift people up. I lift the spirit. That's my purpose. That's my calling. That's my anointing. That's my gifting. Because when I lift you up, I cannot lift you up unless I am lifted. Isn't that beautiful? This is how this unforgiveness and forgiveness works. It's like two men, two women, whatever, wrestling. In order for you to stay down, you have to hold that other person down. And that's what unforgiveness is. When you refuse to forgive, you're like those two wrestlers. You're holding that person down, but not only are you holding that other person down, you're holding yourself down. And unless you release that person, then you can get up But if you don't, you'll be down there also with that rascal, that SOB that you call, that person. You're right there with them once you continue to hold and harbor and entertain that unforgiveness. But when you get to the point and say, you know what? That's it. I'm giving up. Giving up in a sense that I'm not going to let you keep me down. I'm above this. I'm higher than this. I'm better than this. Because I'm spirit. I'm one with spirit. I am one with the divine. And I'm fine. And I renew my mind. And I cancel out all the negativity, all the hurts, all the pains, all the remorse, all the regrets. I let it go here, right here and right now. And I become a new person. I release you. I let you go. I'm no longer a victim of yours. I'm no longer anyone's victim. I am a victor. I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. I am divine. That's who I am. And I'm fine with being divine, aren't you? If you wish to call, you can call me after the program is over. My phone number for Reverend Rich is 702-577-6777. That's 702-577-6777. Until next week, it's been a pleasure. It's been a joy talking with you, chatting with you. And for those that called, I thank you so much for listening. And those who haven't called and are listening, I still thank you also because I feel your energy. You inspire me. Yes, you do. You didn't know that, did you? Well, you do. This is Reverend Rich. Until next week, until next Saturday, I want you to keep expecting wonderful blessings and miracles to happen to you as you live and dwell in that guilt-free consciousness. And so it is. Good night.
Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.